On the lush and fertile plains east of Honiara, the general manager of Guadalcanal Plains Palm Oil Limited, Craig Gibzone, is a very worried man.
We're under attack. I mean, we're fighting for survival. The nature of this beetle is that the attack is just so severe. We are fighting, but at the moment, I won't say that we're losing, but we're certainly not winning. It just seems to be getting worse. The nature of this beetle is nothing that I've seen before, and my colleagues that have a lot more experience than me within pests in oil palm and coconuts, they've never seen anything like this before. So it is a real challenge for us, and it's a real challenge for the whole country.
The ever-present coconut is the lifeblood of the national economy and local community in Solomon Islands and around the Pacific. It provides palm oil and copra for export, an industry worth more than 300 million Solomon dollars a year. It's used for building materials and household items, and it's estimated that every Solomon Islander eats a coconut each day. That's more than 4 million a week.
Coconut is part of the culture. It's a major cash crop for Solomon Islanders. And if we have no coconuts, I don't know what's there to replace it besides processed food. That's my biggest fear for Solomon Islands, PNG and all the other Pacific nations.
The rhinoceros beetle was first discovered in Solomon Islands around 3 years ago. It probably came from Papua New Guinea. And now the coconut palms in the capital Honiara are mostly dead, and it's attacked plantations to the east and west, heading across the water to central province Malaita and Choisil. On the Guadalcanal Plains, where GPOL employs 1,500 people and houses most of them and their families on site, the company has put on 100 workers just to tackle the rhinoceros beetle, hand-picking the larva from the breeding sites in decomposing palm trunks. Craig Gibzone is not looking too far ahead as he battles to save the plantation.
I've heard figures of loss of 50% of crop in the years following a major attack, and that's only if we can get control of it. If we don't get control of it, well, my fear that we might lose oil palm altogether.
A century ago, a different species of rhinoceros beetle attacked the coconut palms in Fiji, Samoa and Tonga, killing half the trees and severely damaging the rest. But in the 1960s, a United Nations project to control it found a virus that was very effective and the plantations recovered. But the Solomon Islands beetle, which is also attacking palms in PNG, Guam and Hawaii, is a different variety. The head of the beetle task force, Bob McFarlane, says it's resistant to the virus that worked in Fiji, so the search is on for its own biological control.
We have to go back to the country of origin. First of all, we have to match the DNA, the beetle that we have, with the DNA of the country of origin, because the one in Fiji, Tonga, Samoa came from Malaysia or Sri Lanka, one of those places, whereas this one, we believe, there's no certainty yet, came from Philippines, Indonesia, Vietnam, and we have to go back to those places and do a DNA match on the strain of the beetle and then try and identify what is keeping it under control in those countries and import that.
Work on the silver bullet that a biological control would provide has ramped up in the past few months as the extent of the beetle's destruction has become obvious.
The donors, the private sector and everybody else has now at long last realised how important this pest might be. They've now seen the damage. When we first arrived, there were just one or two of us who were expecting what kind of damage would be involved. Now people absolutely realise what the impact is going to be, and we're now getting a fair bit of pressure to find additional funding to do everything that we need to do to slow it down.
Meanwhile, holding the workshop and getting the message out to the community is also part of the solution, as authorities seek to change the behaviour of generations of Solomon Islanders.
That's the big issue we have in hand at the moment, to try and persuade village farmers to change habits of a lifetime. In the past, they could let a palm die and fall down and rot and didn't matter, and you didn't have to do anything at all. Now, all that must change. Every palm that dies now must either be used or destroyed.
So, can Solomon Islands live with a rhinoceros beetle, or will it be forever changed? Here's Bob McFarlane.
Fiji, Tonga, Samoa are living with it. So there's no reason why, if we can get the right disease in, the right parasite, predator, population suppressing organism, whatever you want to call it, into the country, and we get the population down and people do change their behavior in that they're cleaning up the breeding sites, then yes, we can get back to something like what it was before. There's a lot of ifs and buts along the way. Is there a disease that will control this beetle? Will should people change their behavior sufficiently enough to get rid of the breeding sites? So it's a big question.
It's a question GPOL's Craig Gibzone worries about for the future of his company and for all Solomon Islanders.
It's a great crop for tropical countries, especially developing tropical countries. We employ a lot of people here. We support a lot of local people who have their own oil palm. And we have plans for expansion because it is a good growing region. We have great yields here, but first we have to get on top of this beetle.